They were migrating from the temperate zones toward zones still warmer, following the itineraries of herring and sardines. We stared at them through our thick glass windows. They swam backwards with tremendous speed, moving by means of their locomotive tubes, chasing fish and mollusks, eating the little ones, eaten by the big ones, and tossing in the indescribable confusion of the 10 feet that nature has rooted in their heads like a hairpiece of nomadic snakes. Despite its speed, the Nautilus navigated for several hours in the midst of this school of animals, and its net brought up an incalculable number, among which I recognized all 9 species that Professor Orbigny has classified as native to the Pacific Ocean. During this crossing, the sea continually lavished us with the most marvelous sights. Its variety was infinite. It changed its settings and decor for the mere pleasure of our eyes, and we were called upon not simply to contemplate the works of our Creator in the midst of the liquid element, but also to probe the ocean's most daunting mysteries. During the day of December 11th, I was busy reading in the main lounge. Ned Land and Conseil were observing the luminous waters through the gaping panels. The Nautilus was motionless. Its ballast tanks full, it was sitting at a depth of 1,000 meters in a comparatively unpopulated region of the ocean, where only larger fish put in occasional appearances. Just then, I was studying a delightful book by Jean Massé, The Servants of the Stomach, and savoring its ingenious teachings, when Conseil interrupted my reading. "Would Master kindly come here for an instant?" he said to me in an odd voice. "What is it, Conseil?" "It's something the Master should see."